K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on Saturday morning, May 17th, 2025. If you're first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Well, forecast, folks, for K-State baseball, not looking good, definitely not looking good after getting shut out yesterday afternoon. And the Cincinnati Bearcats take the series in K-State now. Look to avoid getting swept in Ohio later on this afternoon. Yesterday, Wildcats blanked by the Bearcats 7-0. They're in Cincinnati, Ohio yesterday there as Cincinnati jumped on K-State early in this game there. Let's see it for Pete Hughes right now. After this shutout loss for K-State, and look, this is bad. Bad for multiple reasons. Today's the last game of the regular season for K-State, right? And you have to. Yeah, I'm struggling to put into words right now. You went into the series knowing that you had to win the series, at least 2 of 3 from the series. But this was the concern on the road. And we know K-State baseball all year long has played not like a team that at home, when a team's at Toyota Family Stadium. We have seen it, and it's played out pretty much like I thought it would there for this team. And yeah, K-State baseball, they're gonna have to go on a deep run in the Big 12 if they're gonna get a sniff at regionals. This is a devastating loss here, and getting shut out on top of that, yeah, pretty much the icing on the cake there. Pete Hughes, quote, "It was really disappointing that we couldn't take advantage of Tanner Duke's outing." He continues on here, quote, "He was really good after getting settled in and gave us a chance to get ourselves back into the game." And then he goes on here and says, quote, "We'll have to get the bats ready tomorrow. We'll be ready. I have strong belief in these guys," end quote. Well, we'll find out about that as we take a look at the bats. Is it a bat score? Yeah. K-State, you picked the wrong time. And I said this on yesterday's postcast there. So now you have identical records. Cincinnati has taken the series away. Identical records now. So basically, going into the season finale today, the final game of the regular season for K-State, Cincinnati has leapfrogged K-State into that, what was it, the sixth position these two teams are battling for, and now K-State, you've fallen back in that. Yeah, Cincinnati, obviously K-State did not score. That's a problem. You picked the worst time to get shut out, and I think if I'm not correct, mistaken, I believe K-State got shut out for the first time this year, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I might be wrong. There might be another time that they got shut out this year. There's been a lot of games being played or have been played this year. My goodness. All the scoring came in the first and second inning. That was it. Cincinnati jumped on K-State for 3 in the bottom of the first inning and then tacked on 4 more in the bottom of the second. And that was it as Quevedo handed his third loss of the year, 6-3, while Brandon Shooter stays undefeated there, goes 3-0. Now, I'm not even going to give him a touch. Well, let's just go through the finish up the box score here as Cincinnati lit up K-State with 10 hits, 7 runs, and an error. K-State, the line is ugly. No runs, 7 hits, no errors. Cincinnati takes a series, and now K-State, the worst case scenario, needs not to get swept here in the lunch hour when game 3 in the regular season finale goes down. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Cincinnati 7, K-State nothing. Eddie Greer here for this postcast update here, folks, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. yeah, so the hits, they're in. K-State has not hit a home run. Let's get in this series. They didn't hit a home run yesterday. But going back to Thursday, they didn't hit a home run in Thursday's game, and they didn't. Sure as heck, they didn't hit a home run yesterday either. So they looked to avoid at least, well, try to hit a home run this one. But Seth.R. and Shantiro did connect on a double in this game. Keenan O'Connor, 0-for-4 in this ball game yesterday. Yeah, Shantiro had 2 of the 7 hits for K-State. He was the only player in double that had a multi-hit game in this game. David Bishop, Barrett Matlack, and Seth Dardar had the other hit. So Seth Dardar and Shantiro both had multi-hit games in this game yesterday for K-State. And K-State, you do need to get the bats going here as Lincoln Sheffield goes on the mound for the 2025 regular season finale in Cincinnati. K-State got to try to get not get swept. That's the question now. I wonder what Alex is thinking. Alex is thinking right now. I know we're entering the weekend. It's only Saturday, but I wonder what Alex is thinking here. I'm sure the Bonus Podcast this week is going to be really spicy with his baseball team. And like we said, the last two series, right? West Virginia, we had a lot of confidence going into that West Virginia series that K-State's got a chance. We sat there on that Bonus Podcast saying, yeah, they had a chance. Chance there, and they took 2 of 3. Upset West Virginia. Well, now we're in the present time where on the road, struggling, and you knew these two teams were equal, and K-State has not, the bats have not shown up in this series when it, in the most critical times in this series, and Cincinnati has taken complete advantage of that, and you gotta give Cincinnati a lot of credit. And now, at least for now, going in to this game, this final game, Cincinnati's jumped K-State in the standings. And like I said, it's huge for multiple reasons there as well. K-State couldn't afford slip-ups, and they have slipped up twice now as they enter in the final game of the 2025 regular season there. Cincinnati struck out 12 K-State batters in this game. Look at this. Listen to this. 2-for-12 K-State. Runners in scoring position there. And, of course, the Wildcats with 2 out. I'm reading some of these extra stats. 2-of-10 with 2 outs in this game. That's not going to get it. And, yeah, K-State, Cincinnati, tied for 6th in the lead. And Cincinnati's got the tiebreaker because, obviously, there. So, Cincinnati, before I even looked at this, yes, Cincinnati, they jumped K-State now. These teams have similar records now. If K-State can salvage something, they'll be the 6th place team. But if not, you're dropped to 7th. There as well as later on today, noon Central Time, the regular season finale of 2025 K-State baseball as they try not to get swept after not scoring at all. Yesterday's game in game 2, Cincinnati blanks K-State, and K-State now look to at least wrap up the regular season on a positive note. This is nothing to take out of it, really, for all reasons that you see. You have to give Cincinnati a lot of credit in the series, and they've been the better team in the series, no doubt. So we'll see what happens. Pete Hughes and company, can they respond? We'll have to find out here in a couple hours. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found, free and available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Again, iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, Amazon, Deezer, Google, all things K-State sports. Make sure you go hit that like button, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Y'all, we prefer to be notified about that. Second of all, I mentioned Podbean in his postcast. Download the Podbean app right now. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. This once again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast over there. And of course, tell a K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast, folks. As the spring sports are winding down, and we're gonna have a postcast here on update on K-State Women's Golf here momentarily here as they enter into today's round two action in national championships. But right now, that's going to wrap things up on this postcast baseball edition of the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, Sydney, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports.